Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to The Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. On this Tuesday, the 11th of March, you are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello. Hello, Paul Andrews.
How are you?
I'm all right. I'm just pouring water for our lovely
guest. I noticed you making loads of noise and clunking around as normal over there.
I didn't have time.
With your one woman sound effects department.
I thought you were going to say something else then.
I was thinking about it.
One-breasted woman or something.
No, don't.
Thinking, what have I got one of? I couldn't think.
Yeah.
Nose? One nose.
Amazonian stuff, yeah.
We've been scoffing, listener.
No, you don't say.
Just for change.
Yeah, is it a Tuesday?
We had lovely Petra Snazel on my superior show, Scoff and Quaff, which is available to listen again on 3W.
Yeah, but luckily, she was so taken with the radio station Petra that she wanted to see...
Petrol?
Petrol. No, that was me thinking about you and your show. That's what I like. It was a gallon of petrol on it. Petra was so taken with your show that she
was it a bit gassy?
Yeah, no, that she wanted to see how it was really done on a professional show.
Oh, I see.
So she stayed over to help us out and talk to us on the Business Bunker, which is absolutely lovely.
She has a thriving business.
She does indeed, and we're going to be talking to Petra later on in the show.
We will.
And we're also going to be talking to our lovely guest, Sarah Paul from SP Event Management.
Who is in the pink today, Paul Andrews.
And looking very, very smart.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, absolutely.
A vision.
Absolutely.
When you do a radio show on a farm and you're surrounded by sort of smelly things and alpacas shaving their
legs. And animals.
And then a vision swans in pink with lovely stilettos on. And
yeah, and then Sarah came in behind me.
You're in blue, darling.
Oh, yeah.
Very fetching, I must say.
Thank you.
Have you been Tracy Randall?
I haven't recently, no. I did meet with Tracy the other day, actually, in Maidstone with Tracy and the lovely Leah Buckingham.
Well, I hope you dress up. Well, you know I detoxed my wardrobe on this sunny weekend.
Really?
One blimmin' weekend when the sun came out.
Would you have spiders in there or something?
No, you have to detox now. It's called a detox.
Is that right?
You've got to keep up. 2014. Okay. So I detoxed my wardrobe. It took me all blimmin' weekend, hours, because I had to try on everything.
Right. Did anything fit?
Now, are you being facetious? Yes, but the trouble is I've got size 16, size 18s and size 20s, depending on my mood and how it's been going. If anyone's died or, you know, if I'm on or up, I don't know. And I was about to chuck all the 16s away and then my new husband said, I've got this big pile. He said, no, you can't throw them away, you'll probably lose all the weight again, you know. So now I've kept them.
It was a bit subtle, that, wasn't it, Gav?
But actually, you know, when I did lose the weight on Slimming World, I wasn't eating enough. They actually made me eat more. You know how you was going on about my boiled eggs and things? I lost 2.5 stone with Slimming World by eating more.
Jules, the problem is, Jules, sweetheart,
I don't eat enough, darling.
You're a size 28, and if you really want to lose weight, you need to eat more.
I am not a size 28.
Oh, sorry.
That's really rude. But I did find Tracy.
I'll tell you what, that made me laugh.
You were just a bitch to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Tracy Round, if you're listening, I found a Janice Wainwright. I know you all know this. And if you don't, Google Janice Wainwright designer. Beautiful evening thing, which now I can't get my great big fat arms in. I'm going to perhaps, I don't know, put it on eBay or something. But vintage, darling.
Fabulous. Cool. Well, thank you for that. Anyway, you're listening to The Business Bunker Show, and today's show is sponsored fabulously, and thank you very much, by the lovely folks at the Ruby Marketers. So a big thank you to them. You can follow them on the Twitter at Ruby Marketers, or you can look at their website, which is linked on the homepage of the Kent Business Radio website. So a massive thank you to the guys at the Ruby Marketers for sponsoring our show.
Was it Ruby Marketeers?
Marketeers, yeah. So thank you for them.
I love the way you cough.
Yeah, it was very genteel, wasn't it?
Elizabethan.
We'd like to get a word in edgeways, is what we'd actually like, but you can't have everything.
Elizabethan word or any word. Carry on, darling.
Have you quite finished?
Yeah, go on, carry on.
I have to warn you, listener, that she's also been practicing with a Czech accent earlier.
Yeah.
And we've got that to come, I'm afraid, and it is to behold, it really is.
Petra says I'm very good.
Yeah, I bet. Anyway, enough of that. We'd love to hear from you, the businesses of Kent, and you can get in touch with us in a number of ways. You can call us while we're on air on 01303 874 998, or more likely you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. but if you really want to shout out on the air, you really have to tweet me by tweeting me at VanillaWeb. That's at VanillaWeb. So do send me a tweet. We've already had more than 24 tweets in, and we shall start reading them, and I shall start reading them from the bottom of the list, and she over there will start reading them from the top, and we will get very confused. But that's what always happens on this show. So I think what we will do, young Julesy, is start with an email. What do you reckon?
My handbag, hold on. Right, Kent Shadow Chamber.
The professionalism is to behold, isn't it, really?
I know, I had them in my handbag.
BBC, eat your heart out.
Yes, because you are on the BBC quite a lot, aren't you?
I am on the BBC a little bit now, and, you know, when I go I was on almost every day last week. And when I go there now, it's just, you know, it's just so amateur compared to what you produce here.
Exactly. Yeah. I have been listening to you on the BBC, and I was most impressed.
Good. Anyway, read an email.
I thought you were missing something, though. Kent Channel Chamber. Please find Wednesday the 12th. These are the dates throughout March for the networking breakfast and lunchtime workshops with the Kent Channel Chamber. Networking breakfast, 7:30 to 9:30, is £15, including VAT, at the Burlington Hotel. I always want to sing Burlington Bertie. You know that song?
Go on, give it a couple
of
bars.
I don't really know it. I'm Burlington Bertie. I rise at 10:30. Do you know the rest?
Yeah,
I bet Stu would know, wouldn't he?
Yeah, Stu would know that, but that's enough. I don't want any more of that.
Do you have to be a swell to sing that?
Probably.
Folkestone, that's in.
Could make a joke about that, but I'm not going to.
Why? Is it rude?
No, because I've been offensive to you all day, and I think it's about time I stopped.
Oh, you were talking about me swelling.
No, I didn't say that, did I? Did I say that?
Oh, that
I didn't
is say just, that.
I just said I knew a joke about that. Oh, she's gone. Yay.
Thursday the 20th, lunchtime workshop for creative and cultural businesses. If you're creative or cultural, please go. There's a free buffet, and this is at noon to 2:30. I do love a noon, don't you, Sarah? It's at the Quarter House, Tontine Street, Folkestone, T-O-N-T-I-N-E, Folkestone. And if you're going in the sat nav, it's Charlie Tango 20, 1 Bertie Norman. And
then are they all going?
Friday the 28th, lunchtime
Hello,
workshop.
Hello, Norman. Fancy seeing you here in Tontine Street. Yeah, my sat nav brought me here.
Friday the 28th, young man, lunchtime workshops for creative and cultural businesses, noon to 2:30, free buffet included, at the Turner Contemporary, darling, in Margate. That's Charlie Tango 9, 1 Hugo Gareth. And you can go on the Channel Chamber of Commerce website, which is www.kentchannelchamber.com.
That will be William Wallace and and Wanda. A nice one.
We've
had a tweet from Gabby Argent, known as Gabby Stapleton, on the Twitter, and she says, good luck to SP Wedding Events, who are live on Channel Radio, and we're all listening in. So thank you for that, Gabby. Chris Pollard has tweeted in, as has Penny Williams from the Big Plan Group. We've also had a tweet from a new listener, Medway Travel. Good morning. Looking forward to listening into the Business Bunker Show. Thank you for joining us. What else we got? Kent Foundation, who are the lovely folks. And I met Liam from Kent Foundation last night, and I'll tell you a bit about that event last night.
I do.
The Kent Foundation are an organisation that support young entrepreneurs in the county of Kent, run by Paul Barron. But I met young Liam from there last night, who is the organiser of the Young Foundation, and a chap called Carl, who's just launched a business.
You used to be young once, didn't you?
A long time ago.
Yeah.
A very long time ago. I just want to catch base and
that might be touch base. I think
you'll
find
that'll be touch base and break some glasses. Now I want to touch base and just say a few thanks for a couple of events I've been doing over the last couple of days, and some things that are really
good.
You've
been doing a lot of speaking, haven't
you?
Yeah,
I have, but it's been good fun, and it's been really interesting stuff. Last Friday, I was lucky enough to speak at Maidstone United Football Stadium to an event organised by the lovely Juliet Shand of Golding Homes, the social housing people, in conjunction with the Job Centre Plus, Mid Kent College and Avanta. And that was an apprenticeships programme. And I managed to speak on the day to over formally in a workshop to over 100 young people.
That's brilliant.
Looking to do apprenticeships, which was absolutely fabulous, and we had a fabulous day, and it was lots of fun and really great fun. And well done to them guys, those guys, for organising that.
If Juliet would like to send me a press release, I'll pop it in my column.
Fabulous. Yeah, I'm sure she will. That was really good. And then on Monday, I did my judging stint for the Kent Women in Business Awards, which was really interesting but very hard work.
So what are you judging? What categories?
I judged three categories, which was Home Business of the Year, Business Woman of the Year, and another one which I can't remember.
Did you know that I've been nominated?
I didn't see your nomination.
You're not, because you're not judging my category. That's why I was asking.
No,
I knew you'd put me right to the bottom.
I was going to say, they kept you well away from that. I would have gone... Minus 10.
You're so ghastly today. Yeah.
No, it was really difficult. I know that judges always say that, but there were lots and lots of entries, and the quality of the entries was superb.
Well, good luck to everyone that is in, and it's next Thursday week.
It is indeed.
Where is it?
It's at the Great Danes at the...
so glad you know.
Heart of Oak. Well, I'm the keynote speaker, so I need to know, really.
I might have to go out for that bit. I've got a pressing engagement.
Have you?
When you're keynote speaking.
Have you?
This Thursday...
At the pub.
This Thursday, I'm at the attending on behalf of Scoff and Quaff at the Taste of Kent Awards.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to be there.
Which is... I was going to take you.
Yeah,
You came last year and you enjoyed it, didn't you?
I did.
But
you refused to pay for me this year.
Well, I paid for you last year, but I had a few things I needed to pay for Scoff and Quaff this year. I was in arrears.
Yeah,
you're
being tight.
Well, you know... No, but you are on a diet. I could probably wheedle you in for quarter price.
Exactly. Well, you moaned last year because I was on a diet and didn't eat my full...
But I ate all of
my
yours.
...my full contribution, but you ate it instead.
Yeah, it was
so
great.
I don't know what you moaned about. You're telling me that you paid for me, but you ate the meal.
And I had your alcohol.
You did, yeah, and you had my bottle of wine.
Yeah, I did feel rough yesterday. The day after, I mean. Mm. At the Taste of Kent Awards, the nominees are such things as Best Kent Juice Producer, which is sponsored by Kent County Council, Best Kentish Beer, which is sponsored by Ricks and Kay, Best Kentish Cider or Perry, I love Perry, sponsored by Wilkins Kennedy, Best Kentish Wine, which is sponsored by Investico, and also there's the Kent Artisan Food Producer of the Year, sponsored by Shoppers Anonymous, and lots more. So we will be scoffing there next Thursday. That's the Kent Taste of Kent Awards with Produced in Kent.
Cool.
I'm looking forward to.
Fabulous. And I just want to say a big thank you to the lovely Lucy Hall and to Liz, who organised the Inside Maidstone Magazine creative meetup last night at, I think they're called Gilbert's Framing Shop and Gallery,
right,
in 65 High Street, Maidstone. And that was a fabulous venue. Some brilliant art on the walls. Speaker was fabulous. Oh, no, that was me.
Oh, that was you.
Yeah.
That's why I couldn't go.
No, it was a good event. It was a really good event. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Haven't done much in Maidstone on the networking front for a long, long time. So that was a really worthwhile new addition to the networking scene, because that was their first one. And they did very well. And a big thank you to Lucy and Liz for organising that. That was fabulous.
Hard work, all the organisation that goes behind that kind of thing.
Absolutely. We've also had a tweet from Paul, known on the Twitter as Spark, or It's Not a Bank.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he said, yay, we're off. Spark has now had full clearance from the regulators to operate. And Spark are operating a peer-to-peer lending organisation. So well done to Paul and those. And Spark will match SME lenders to borrowers to earn average returns of 5% with profits going back to the community. And he is offering a special rate for Business Bunker listeners. He's saying they will get a guaranteed 7% return on their deposits if they quote lenders reference BB7. BB7.
BB7. Bertie.
Or Business Bunker. Yeah.
Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah. So if you're interested in getting a return on your money from a peer-to-peer lending organisation, It's Not a Bank, which is what they're known as on the Twitter, or Spark, which is the company name, are now fully regulated and up and running. So well done.
Congratulations.
I know it's been a long, hard slog for Paul to get there, because banking regulations are a pain. And that is one of the reasons why we have such a poor banking system, because it's over-regulated in the wrong areas. and under-regulated in the wrong areas. Mm. Yeah, but if you want to start a small bank, it's almost impossible. But he's got there, and
but refreshing,
well done.
Yeah. 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 We've had a tweet from a new listener who's following us, Grapes and Vines Gifts, and they're saying, newly introduced delivery for only 99p plus VAT, and details at grapesandvines-giftdesigns.co.uk, and they've put a hashtag of shout out. Like that. Very clever.
Wow. Well done.
Yeah. And you got one. You got a shout out.
Adrian of AK Pet Services has tweeted in, as have the Kent Women in Business Awards, and the lovely Debbie Cameron at Fields of Life. So thank you for your tweets.
Thought you were going to say Demi Moore then.
I also met a very interesting chap last night at the Maidstone event, a chap called Tom Phillips. Tom is a photographer and blogger, and he's also a master's senior athlete. That is a gentleman advancing in years, but he still competes at a high level in athletics. Yeah.
Excellent.
What I would have called in football terms, veterans team.
Okay. So what sort of thing does he compete in? Did you ask him that much?
Athletics? No, I didn't, because we were waffling about politics.
Racing?
And stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He runs.
Triathlons?
He runs. Huh? No. I think he's a sprinter. Okay. I think, but that is a bit of a guess.
A bit like a greyhound type.
Yeah, but it was good to meet you, Tom, and we had a good old chinwag. Gilbert and Clark is the name of the gallery in Maidstone, 65 the High Street, and they've just tweeted me. Thank you for that.
The lovely Telcare Limited say the Business Bunker explodes onto the airways today at 1 p.m. with Jules Serkin and you.
Cool. And Justin Dean of Creative Motion and Gareth Powell were both there last night, and they both say hi. And John Austin Brooks has tweeted to say it was good to see you last night and you too. And he's asked for a mention, and I can't find it. Oh, here it is. Could you give a shout out for Breakfast Friends Blue Water, which is launching?
Hello, Breakfast Friends.
And you can follow them on the Twitter at BF Blue Water, and they're launching on the 18th of March. And Jules is showing me a picture of a lime green spider.
Well, this is Venom Tech, our friends.
I saw that.
Have sent this picture for us, suggesting that perhaps you have it in August as a present.
I would like one of those.
And if you see next to his thumb...
Because I'd keep it on a leaf. Yeah, it's huge, isn't it? Yeah. Can you tell us what it is?
Oh, I can. I'll have to... That'll be a bit technical. I'll have to go back.
And can I make a recommendation that when you read the full Latin name of it, that you don't do it in the phonetic alphabet, because we could be here for 4 days.
they're calling it a giant spider.
I can live with that. that is not undescriptive.
And they're taking it to at Big Bang Fair, which I shall investigate and tell you what a Big Bang Fair is in a minute. But it actually doesn't look real, that spider. It's so ghastly. It's bright green, listener, and horrible and not very pleasant. So the Big Bang Fair is the UK's biggest single celebration of science and engineering for young people. So you wouldn't be allowed in, Paul Andrews. It's at the NEC in Birmingham, 13th to 16th of March. Book your free tickets, and it's thebigbangfair.co.uk.
I'm bored with you.
They're going to be taking that green spider. You can play tunage.
I'm going to play some tunage.
You see, you always do that. Is it Born in the USA?
Yeah.
Is it Bruce Springsteen?
It is a bit of Bruce. What do you reckon?
I love that.
There we go then.
Yeah, go.
So it's still Bruce then. He's still going.
Yeah, he's loving his little tight jeans, strutting his stuff.
Cool.
But it makes you want to have a beer, doesn't it?
Something like that.
Sort of, you know, a beer down south.
Need temporary employment? Call Temp Network on 01892 531 777.
Let's work it to the bone, bone, bone. Come on, work.
Jobsinkent.com.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker. There's a bit of Bruce Springsteen.
Makes you want to wear a little neckerchief.
Born in the USA.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Big cowboy boots.
Yeah.
Snakeskin boots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's working for me.
Absolutely. There you go, bit of Bruce. Hey, guess what? It's an absolute pleasure. It is a stonkingly brilliant pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show for the first time our guest, Sarah Poole.
Thank you very much, Paul.
How are you, Sarah?
I was much better down in Gillingham,
right,
rather than this windy area down here.
It is a bit chilly today, isn't it? The last few days have been really lovely down here by the seaside.
Yeah,
but
he had
today's
his speedos
a bit chilly
on.
And windy. But it was also quite strange, wasn't it? Because you arrived and I said, did you find us all right? And he went, well, funnily enough, yes. Why don't you tell our listeners what you told me?
About a year ago, my mum bought us a high tea, and that was actually next door.
Right,
so,
at the bistro.
At the bistro, so well done.
Yeah. So, but you didn't realise we were next door to the bistro.
I didn't realise at all.
You could have popped in then.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So I could have had my lunch before I came out.
Exactly, yeah.
So you've met lovely Ruth Denzi.
Yes, yes.
And she has a St. Patrick's, Day event this weekend, I believe.
That would be on the 17th then.
Yeah. Is it, or the 15th?
Well, the 17th is St. Patrick's
what
Day.
I don't know
what day that Ruth's event is, but St. Paddy's Day is the 17th of March.
Yeah, anyway, she does have one, so.
Fabulous, okay. Anyway, enough of that. It's time to talk to Sarah. So, Sarah, I mean, tell us a little bit about your business. I mean, one of the things we're going to be covering, talking about St. Patrick's Day, but the other big event that's happening in March, of course, is Mother's Day.
It is, on the 30th of March.
I'm glad you told me that. I was forgetting when it was.
So, we do courses and things for anybody, really, who wants to be able to give their mother a gift.
Right.
Or we can deliver gifts to anyone, anywhere in the country or world.
Wow. So what kind of things are you offering?
For your Mother's Day, we're offering live living arrangements. So they will last forever, really, as long as they look after them.
These kind of floral arrangements?
Yes, yes.
I wondered what you were going to say then when you said live. I immediately thought of that spider. Or buy me mum a tarantula. She'd love that. She'd go for that, wouldn't she? She couldn't eat a whole one, but sorry.
That's all right.
You eat spiders. Fry their legs, I suppose.
Well, there is an urban myth. Sorry, Sarah.
That's
right. There is an urban myth, and it is an urban myth because I checked, that in your lifetime you swallow 20 live spiders and 40 flies. There's this urban myth that you swallow them while you're asleep, but apparently it is not remotely true.
There's a song about that, though, isn't there?
Probably.
An old Lord Lady swallowed a fly.
Oh, that song. That nursery rhyme. Yeah, that one.
There was actually a Facebook post this morning that I was reading that somebody woke up with a large spider next to them. So it could actually be true.
Yeah, I mean, did you see that family that had the banana with all the, what do you call it, spiders in there?
Baby spiders, you mean?
Yeah, yeah, but the dangerous ones.
Oh, the funnel webs?
The false widows or whatever they are.
Oh, black widows?
No, the false... You can't really stop, can you?
Well, quite a few species.
Yeah, but I told you the name of them anyway.
What are they? You know, you went like that with your fingers and you looked like they were babies.
Yeah, yeah. And then
that, to me, means small.
Yeah, and then I told you what they were and you gave me three other types of spider.
Bit like when men say 6 inches.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of thing.
We don't know what you're talking about, shut up.
Corsage, darling.
Corsage. Floral tributes for your mum, we were talking about.
So is this for the mums to make, or is it for you to make for your mum?
It's for the daughters or the sons to make for their mums.
Excellent. That's really nice. Because I'm actually looking for my mum. You might be able to help, or some listeners. I wanted to send her on a flower arranging course, because she's really good at flower arranging. I don't want to do a lunch this year, because I've just lost my daddy. And I think it would be not great to sit round a meal. We'd all be going, oh, we miss Dad. So I thought, she loves arranging flowers. So if anybody's listening, florists, who'd like to give my mum sort of a day, and I'll pay for that, you might know some cronies. But we're in Whitstable, Tankerton, so ideally not too far. But she'd like
some
that.
Florists will actually come to your home. because you were saying earlier that you actually do meetings and events at your home.
I do.
So they may actually to your home.
She does pub crawls at her home. Next, we're going to the kitchen where there's a lovely little micro brew. Sorry.
And then they will be able to teach your mum in your own home. And
that
what
would be lovely, yeah.
Than actually having lunch.
And when you're doing your... sorry, Paul, I've gone off on a tangent on the flowers.
No, you take over, don't you worry.
Sarah, when you're doing your wedding planning, do you source flowers from different florists or do you use one person or how do you do it?
When I've got my wedding hat on, I look to
I like a wedding hat.
I do. Big brimmed.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry,
you shouldn't do that to me. That's not fair, is it? That is not fair. When you've got your wedding hat on,
when I've got my wedding hat on, I look to see what their budgets are. I look to have a look at the area that they're looking to get married in, because where they live may not be the area that they get married in.
Mm-hmm. So and if it was Romney Marsh, they'd have reeds in their corsage.
They could do. They
could go that way.
You could have absolutely anything in your corsage, in your bouquet. We're doing some fantastic ones this year. Some have got cornflowers in.
Oh, wow.
So the world is like endless with your flower choice. So whatever you want, we can create for your corsages, for your badges, to go on your wine bottles.
Oh, I love that, because, listener, Sarah's brought in a lovely bottle of wine for Paul Andrews, which I'm going to snaffle. And it's got a matching corsage. Tell us about that.
On the bottle of wine, I've actually done a corsage, which is quite masculine, to obviously go with Paul.
Yeah,
it is. For you.
Yeah. I thought it was mistletoe at first. I was hoping.
You hold it up.
I did. I hold it up and puckered, but nothing happened.
Are you married, Sarah?
I am married.
Oh, with Mr. If your Mr. Husband's listening, we do apologise.
Mr. Husband of 5 years, Valentine's Day, so a bit of a romantic.
Oh, wow. Who organised your wedding?
I actually organised my wedding from start to finish. Being in the industry for 15 years by then, I knew exactly how I wanted it, what I wanted and everything else. So my poor mum didn't have a choice on anything, really.
And what did you go for?
We went for burgundy. Wow. And because it was Valentine's Day, obviously roses are the most expensive you can buy.
Yeah.
So we went for tulips.
Okay.
And rather than have a fresh bouquet, I actually had a sugar medium bouquet.
A
sugar medium bouquet.
A sugar medium.
What is a sugar medium?
So it's like sugarcraft, because my mum teaches sugarcraft.
What is sugarcraft?
Sugarcraft is flowers. You can literally make flowers, leaves, anything out of sugar.
Really?
And you can eat them.
You can eat them.
Jules, you've missed something. You've missed something edible.
I have eaten a nasturtium before.
I'm sure you have.
What I'll do next time I come down, hopefully in a couple of months, I'll bring you a sugar bouquet.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, fabulous.
And then we can't eat it, though, because that'd be too nice, won't it? It'd look too nice. It'd be awful to eat it.
It would.
Yeah.
But do people get drunk and then eat them at the end of the evening?
No, most of the time they're on cakes.
Right.
That hasn't stopped me
so
before.
So don't get past the cake. Yeah, I was going to say, it wouldn't stop Jules. Cake, sugar bouquet, real flowers, it'd all be gone. It's like a plague of locusts once you get started.
Do you know, Paul,
what
Sarah told me in the green room while we were having a little coffee?
No, what did Sarah tell you in the green room while you were having a coffee?
She told me that, I've completely forgotten what I was going to say, something about eating and cakes. What was it we were talking about, eating and cakes? I've forgotten. I'll tell you in a minute, it'll come to me.
Well, that was really fascinating, Jules. Thank you for that. Anyway, back to Sarah and Sarah's business. So that was your own shindig on Valentine's Day when you got married. Tell us a little bit more about the business as a whole. How long you've been in business? What got you started?
I've been in business since 2007 with the sister company Chock in a Box Limited.
Right.
Doing chocolate fountains.
That was it. Chocolate fountains. Now I remembered. Tell me about the chocolate fountains.
So with the chocolate fountains, it was actually to spend more time with my husband to be then, because I worked at Cobham Hall. That was my life. So my poor husband to be never actually saw me. So we started the business off doing lots of Indian weddings, 500, 800 people.
Right, wow.
Which was absolutely fantastic.
When you say you were doing these weddings, were you organising everything or just the chocolate fountains?
I was just at that time doing the chocolate fountains, right. Because my job role with Cobham Hall was actually the events manager there. So I looked after 9 departments. So with the weddings, events, conferences, right. Anything I did then, and I've worked with them or had worked with them from 96. 2002 I went full time, and unfortunately in 2011 I got made redundant, but fortunately for me I set up the Sarah Paul business.
Right, fabulous.
Good for you.
Excellent. So tell us the range of things you do, because you don't only do Mother's Day presents and you don't only do weddings, do you?
No, we literally can create any event from start to finish.
Right.
So we do wedding and event planning. So that could be just capturing your ideas to on the day management. It could be catering for buffets.
Right.
And you'll sample my buffet tomorrow, actually, Paul, because you're on the FSB panel up at Innovation Centre in Maidenhead.
Sarah said to me earlier, she said, "You're going to eat my buffet tomorrow." And I said, I'm on the Bank of England board meeting tomorrow. And she went, "Yeah, I'm doing the buffet."
So we can literally create anything, because I'm also the secretary of the FSB. So right. I've got a big, strong passion for small, young businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You and me both. Absolutely.
Is that the North Kent one?
The North Kent one. So I look after from Dartford to Faversham.
Right, okay.
And hopefully Jules will come down and be one of our guest speakers.
Yeah, well, it depends what's on the buffet, but
she can munch her way through a buffet, don't you worry. So you obviously work with Neville Gort and that crowd in North Kent?
Yes, I'm the secretary and Neville's the chairman.
Yeah, okay, cool. And I'm a long-term member of the FSB and a great supporter of that organisation. So how long have you been involved with the FSB?
I've been involved with the FSB since I launched Sarah Paul. So 2011, right. I joined the FSB. And in 2012, I was secretary. Right. And love every minute of it.
Yeah.
So it's
good fun, isn't it?
Yeah. It's really good fun. And you meet lots of other businesses and you can help each other. And it's all about collaboration and keeping trade local.
Absolutely. Mm. OK. So we've got Mum's Day coming up soon, the 30th of March. So what can people do with you to celebrate their Mother's Day?
So if you're looking for a hamper, the hamper could be a food hamper, it could be a liquor hamper, which was so
do you double up? Che, I think we've worked out what your mum wants, mate. I'm sorry.
So we can literally source anything.
Right.
We're working closely with By Tracy. She's got a Mother's Day workshop going on.
And a right. lovely makeup range.
So
no
we
doubt.
Can do the makeup, we can do the flowers, we can actually make your mum feel like a queen for the day.
Mm. Right, okay.
Paul's mum is the queen, isn't it?
Yeah, you put a picture on a stamp. Cool.
I'm sure one of the printers could do that for you.
Absolutely.
Ken
there
Lloyd.
You go. Yeah. Fabulous. So I'll tell you what, Sarah, give us a shout for your website so that people can find out more about it by booking whatever they want for their mum. Vast quantities, tanker loads of wine in Jules's case, but give us a shout for your website.
The website is my name, so it's www.sarahpaul.co.uk.
And that's Paul with an E?
It's Paul with an E, just as in Dorset Paul. So SARAHPOOLE.
Fabulous. .co.uk. So, and also they can follow you on the Twitter?
They can follow me on the Twitter on SP Wedding Events.
Fabulous. And do you have a Facebook page? Let's go for a clean sweep.
And the Facebook page is SP Wedding Events as well. And I'm also on Google+.
Fabulous. Brilliant. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. Do stay with us for the rest of the show and feel free to join in and talk more about what you do. But for the moment, thank you very much.
Thank you very much,
Absolute
Paul.
Pleasure to have you on the show. And we're really looking forward to seeing some of those Mother's Day presents. Fabulous. I'll tell you what, Jules, you can read an email now and I'm going to catch up with the tweets.
The only way is ethics. I love that. That's so clever. The only way is ethics. 19th of March, 4 o'clock. And this is at the Bearsted Golf Club in Ware Street, Bearsted.
I used to live in Ware Street, Bearsted.
Did you?
Yep.
Really?
It's my first house.
Is it a nice street?
It's okay. I used to live in one of the little houses right opposite the railway station. Number 19, as it happened, 19 Ware Street.
Very good for commuting.
Yeah, it was.
And the sat nav, if you're going, is M for Mother, E144PQ, Quebec. In the first series of
Queen,
the first Quince. Series of business events, and they spelt business wrong. Bowie's snares. I love to pick holes in these. Aspreys, who are the chartered accountants, invite you to a free seminar to understand and discuss the merits of being ethical in business. And to reserve your place, please email julia.hannon, that's H-A-N-N-O-N, at Aspreys, A-S-P-R-E-Y-S, accountants.com. And there is a phone number, which is Julia, on 07955 345 383, and you can go on to the Federation of Small Businesses.org.uk website to find out more. So that sounds like a good one. That's 19th of March.
Fabulous. We've had a tweet from Kent and Surrey Kent and Surrey Breakfast Friends, and they say, tonight is our Sevenoaks evening with the unmasking of our guest speaker at Superior Sevenoaks.
Who is the guest speaker that's being unmasked?
Well, it's a secret, isn't it? You have to go to find out. That's the whole point.
Sounds like the Three Musketeers, isn't it?
So I'm assuming, I'm making some assumptions here, that the Breakfast Friends meeting is at the Superior Sevenoaks, and they will be unmasking a guest speaker. So I suggest you get along to that. If you want to find out more, you can follow them on the Twitter at BeFastFriends. BeFastFriends. That's the letter B, Fast Friends, all one word. And you can find out more about them, or you can search for Kent and Surrey Breakfast Friends. We've also had a tweet from the lovely By Tracy, Tracy Randall, saying that she's listening to the show right now. Hi, Trace.
AK Pet Services.
I did that.
Have you taken Rocky to the vets?
I didn't do that. Go on, no. You can tell us about that.
Well,
Who's he taken to the vets?
Rocky.
Rocky?
Rocky to the vets.
What's wrong with
Rocky?
Rocky
is. He might be a little retriever, perhaps.
Could be.
Rocky
could be
the
anything.
Retriever. I used to know a dog called Roger.
It could be a Robin. Could be Rocky Robin.
Rocky Robin. Yeah. By Michael Jackson.
By Michael Jackson. Could be Michael Jackson's Robin.
I used to know a dog called Roger.
Did you really?
Get it?
I'm not even, you're not going to get me to say that. I'm just not going to say that.
Anyway, as I was saying, Federation of Small Businesses, West Kent Branch networking event, 17th of March. The guest speaker is Denise Barnes, One Woman's Road to Ruin, she says, How Not to Sell Your Business. She was on our show a while ago, wasn't she, Denise Barnes?
Denise Barnes was indeed,
She was lovely. Ex-estate agency, as I remember.
Yeah, and now an estate agent again. She started another chain of estate agencies. Yeah,
she was very inspiring.
Yeah.
So this is on the 17th of March, and Roger House, talking of Roger, not Roger the dog, but Roger House, the chairman.
Roger's the chairman of the FSB.
Kent and Medway. So you can find them on office.kent at fsb.org.uk. Did you plant that in there?
Yeah. This show just isn't thrown together, you know.
Roger and Roger.
It's hurled at great force.
We just need a pilot now, Roger, Roger.
NAPT Software. Good morning from NAPT Software. We're freelance web developers in Sittingbourne, and we are looking forward to listening into the Business Bunker show. So, welcome. Another new set of listeners. Thank you. And you can follow them on the Twitter at NAPT_software. NAPT_software. And also another listener listening for the first time, Susan Cooper, who's known on the Twitter as Squeaky's Knits.
Oh dear, Knits.
The mind boggles at KNITS.
Oh, that's a relief.
Squeaky's Knits.
Made my head itch.
Wonder what she does, Paul.
This could be interesting. I'm going to click on it and see. She's from Cuddam. That's near Rochester, isn't it?
Cuddam?
Yeah.
Got Cobham?
No, it's definitely Cuddam. I don't know where that
I'm
is.
I'm sure
anyway.
We'll find out. We'll Google it.
Yeah. Squeaky's Jumpers. There you go. She knits jumpers is what
Amazing.
She does.
Amazing. Lovely yeah. name.
There you go. Squeaky's Knits. And thank you for listening in, Susan of Squeaky's Knits. I like saying that.
I know. I could tell.
So that was Squeaky's Knits. Don Baker, who is ASP for Life, ASP number 4 Life on the Twitter, Paul, any chance of a mention today? Helping businesses manage people by coaching and mentoring. And you can find more about them at their website, which is www.aspirationsforlife, aspirationsnumber4life.com. So thank you for that, Don, and thank you for listening into the show, and you're more than welcome to a shout-out. You can do another email, I think.
New apprenticeships in customer service is being developed by Affinity Water. So there are four apprentices at the company's contact centre in Folkestone, and they're set to pilot the qualification. And it will lead to an MVQ level 2 after 1 year and an MVQ level 3 at the conclusion of the 2-year apprenticeship. The apprenticeships will be supported by team coaches and trainers, and significant time will be allocated to training, and it will allow apprentices to develop core skills and realise their full potential.
Well, like reading.
Yeah, thank you.
That's right.
So there is a website for this. It's www.affinitywater.co.uk. Affinity Water work with Kent County Council, listener, and the Shetway District Council, and also the Channel Chamber of Commerce, and they're planning the apprenticeships, and the funding is being provided by KCC and Shetway District Council. So that sounds very good. Well done, Folkestone.
Big fabulous. I've got an email to read here, and I just read the opening sentence. This could be a laugh, okay? I've got to get this out right, okay? The Business Community Breakfast this Thursday looks at self-leadership. Many small businesses struggle with the many balls which they have to keep in the air, which often means that they fail to see the wood for the trees. Now, that was a lovely set of mixed metaphors,
wasn't it?
Yeah. Often there is no one in the business that one is able to talk to about decisions, and it's difficult to find a mentor that truly understands our business. Peter Cook is grasping the nettle and will be speaking this Thursday, the 13th of March, on the subject of Every Day is a Winding Road, Leading Yourself in Business and Life Through Feast and Famine. Blimey, they got everyone in there, didn't they? And we love Pete Cook on this programme, don't we? He's a great friend of ours.
Yeah,
so
he can ever get off the chaise long.
So the Business Community Breakfast will be very good this Thursday. And it's a community-based project which offers opportunities and support for local businesses. And it's held monthly on the second Thursday each month at the Gillingham Golf Club. And it starts at 7:30 a.m. with a free on-screen advertising and directory support. There's a breakfast, and a breakfast costs £12.50 if booked in advance, or £15 on the day. And I have to say, it is worthwhile. It is a big breakfast. There is ample opportunity to share details of your business with everyone that is present. And if you'd like to find out more about it, you can go to their website, which is www.businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk. I have been to that event 2 or 3 times. It is a cracking event. I suggest you go and meet the guys there. It's a very well-attended event. You can get your advertising slides, and they should be sent in advance to the leading Microsoft Office trainers, F Keys, and you can email your slides to Alex at f-keys.co.uk, and they will put your advertising slides up during the meeting. And the whole meeting is a non-profit making organisation, and it supports local charities with any excess funds that they make. If you want to find out any more about it, you can talk to the founder of it, which is Ken Wheeler, and you can get hold of Ken by emailing him at ken@businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk.
I just think I've read this before, so I'm going to leave that one. Just to say that if any of you are feeling a bit pooped and you need a slug of energy, a bit pooped, contact
pooped.
Oliver Dowding of Tonic Attack Limited. It's the website is www.tonicattack.com. He's a farmer, and he was on the Superior Show at Scoffcoff this morning, and he does broccoli juice. Do I say broccoli or broccoli?
Broccoli
juice, and also
pretentious, isn't it? We had some broccoli.
Well, it's Latin, then, isn't it?
And broccoli, broccoli, and cauliflowers.
Broccoli, broccolum, broccorant. Latin. Broccoli juices. So if you're not getting your 5 a day, you can just swig it down. And also wheatgrass. He was telling me all about it today. So 3ws.tonicattack.com. Very good if you're a business person and you're burning the candle at both ends.
Cool.
The boys at Ambition House.
Do you remember the boys from Ambition House?
I do. Yeah. I wrote about them in my column about 3 weeks ago. They've got some...
Marcus and Diego.
Oh, they're just saying, they're mentioning me. We got some lovely news coverage from the Canterbury Times. Thank you, Jules Serkin.
Ah, there you go.
We now have 4 software startups, 1 video advertising startup and a media team, 3 of which have incorporated and are now limited in their own right. And they're working with 25 students, say the boys, that's Marcus and Diego, mostly from UKC, but with several from the Canterbury Academy and 3 from CCCU. What's that, Canterbury?
Canterbury Christchurch University.
Right, brilliant. We welcome some investors in to see the team's pitch. Feedback's been very positive. So the event is March 26th, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Local investors and business owners welcome to attend. Come along and see what our teams are working on, they say. Details are on 3ws.ambitionhouse.com.
Fabulous.
Yeah, and there's also another one, Demo Day, on May the 21st at Ambition House headquarters. And it's, as I remember, it's Knights Avenue, the old Body and Mind, Canterbury High School.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where they are. You can email Marcus at ambitionhouse.com. And they're also on Facebook as well.
Fabulous.
Well done, boys.
Fabulous. There's a football trivia quiz night held on Friday the 4th of April. That's my dad's birthday. At the World of Kent Golf Club.
Happy birthday, Victor.
The special guests are Ron Harris, ex-Chelsea captain, and Martin Chivers, ex-Spurs player.
Martin Chivers?
Yeah, yeah.
Even I know him.
Yeah, 3-course dinner, quiz and auction. The compere is Jamie Reid from BBC and Five Live. Arrive at 6:45 for a 7:30 start. Ticket prices are £275 for a table of 10. So that's only £29 a person. Call now to book your table at the Wilder Kent Golf Course, 01622 891 671, option 3, and ask for Philippa or Mike Sullivan. Or you can call on their mobile number, which is 07825 913 764. If anybody wants to find out more about that, just drop me an email at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk and I will forward on their contact details. The charities that the money will go to that they raise are VICTA, V-I-C-T-A, which is for blind and partially blind children, and the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So two very worthy causes. We look forward to seeing you there. And that's from the World of Kent Golf Course at Headcorn.
Tucking into the fritters now here with our next guest. She's bought some lovely fritters, which are gluten-free.
And what would those fritters consist of?
Well, cauliflower.
Are they broccoli?
Cauliflower. The workshop at Folkestone has opened its doors to freelancers and start-up businesses. And it's a state-of-the-art business hub, again, based in Tontine Street. Or Tontine, I don't know how it's pronounced.
Tonto.
In Folkestone.
Kimasabi.
They'll be holding an open event on the 14th of March, which is aimed specifically at freelancers, small business owners and start-up companies who are looking to rent space in a creative and motivating environment. So this is the 14th of March, that's this week, starting at 10 a.m. with a networking session fueled by tea, coffee and bickies. Attendees will have the opportunity to listen to guest speakers, including the MP for Folkestone and Hythe and the founder of the Grow Frit campaign, Damien Collins. And then there'll be a tour of the state-of-the-art building and a trip down the iconic slide housed within the complex. Do you know about this iconic slide?
Nope.
Does that mean you go to the top and you slide down?
That's what a slide normally means.
That's like
I've tried sliding up, but it doesn't work.
Do you remember the slippery slip, Enid Blyton?
Yeah, yeah.
Where you'd go, because we're about the same age, well, you're a bit older, but you'd go to the top and you'd slide down and you'd see Dame Washalot on the way down and you'd have Google buns. Do you remember that?
Humour. Yeah.
Enid Blyton.
Yeah, I used to go every week.
You were probably more Secret Seven, weren't you?
Something like that.
with Ginger the dog or whatever his name was.
I've never been Ginger the dog. Meet an apprentice ambassador on the 3rd of April, 4:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. at a Mapleston Noakes School in Buckland Road, Maidstone. There's never been a better time to employ an apprentice. The FSB, blimey, it's the FSB special today, isn't it?
Yeah.
The FSB and the National Apprentice Service are working together to host events around England entitled Making Apprenticeships Work for Small Businesses and Getting Young People Ready for Work. At our event on Thursday, the 3rd of April, we will be able to hear from other small business owners about how apprenticeships have made a difference to them and how they can help you, as well as hearing directly from a young apprentice. You'll also have the opportunity to gather information from the National Apprentice Service and Kent County Council on the grants and assistance that is available to you as a business if you take on an apprentice. This event is open to any Kent business interested in exploring the possibility, and you can find out more by booking. Now, it's one of those Eventbrite booking links, which is about eight lines long.
You'll just pop it on the Business Bunker
website. So I'm just going to put the link on the Business Bunker website so you can find it there if you want to go along. There is parking available on site, and curry and rice will be provided by the award-winning Chai Stop.
Oh, I love the Chai Stop.
So it's an event not to be missed. So do get along to that on the 3rd of April at the Maplestone Oaks School, Buckland Hill, Maidstone.
God, they get around, don't they?
They do indeed.
They're also at Budgeons in Whitstable.
Right, there's also some business networking going on at the Best Western Abbots Barton Hotel in Canterbury. Mm. And this is supported and attended by, guess?
Not you again.
No, the FSB.
That's because everyone should be with the FSB.
Absolutely. And there's nothing wrong with this at all. It's just one of those funny things that every email I've got today is from the FSB in some way or form.
I think you're being stalked.
Yeah, absolutely.
They have a great chef at the Abbots Barton, where Will Britton does a mean gluten-free chocolate brownie.
Well, it's business networking with Best Western at the Abbots Barton Hotel on Thursday the 20th of March from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m, £10 a person. What better way to start the day than over a cup of coffee and a brownie? You are cordially invited to the Best Western Abbots Barton Hotel for our very own networking club.
I know a better way to start the day.
Yeah.
Coffee and two chocolate brownies.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. They have homemade chocolate brownies.
Sarah wanted to butt in
to say Roger, really.
Right, okay.
It's Roger that's stalking you, not me today.
It is a bit, actually, isn't it? Yeah. Is he a dog? No.
Roger the dog.
Yeah. I'll tell you that.
Apparently, Adrian is taking out this little dog. Was it Rocky?
Rocky.
Is Jack Russell.
Oh, well, there you go. Rocky the Russell. Anyway, I never got to finish how you get in touch with Abbots Barton. And, of course, it is the tall one, the gorgeous Janice Watton.
Yep.
And you can email her at events@castlewoodhotels.com.
Just go for the chocolate brownies.
Yeah, the chocolate brownies are to behold there.
Kent and Victor Chamber have an after-hours club, 6 to 7.30. No need to book. Just turn up and find your next new clients. It's casual networking event, they call it. And
hello.
Casual.
You're all right. Is that casual networking?
Well, apparently you can bring your children along. Yeah. So I'm going to try that.
Is that what they say?
Well, I met a gentleman from there this morning at a networking event in Maidstone, and he said, oh, just bring your children along. And I was just thinking, oh, I don't know.
Depends on the child.
Now, we ought to do that. We ought to round up loads of kids from all over the place and take hundreds of them.
Tuesday the 18th of March, it's at the Abbots Barton, so that's next Tuesday, is it?
Yep.
And then it's Tuesday the 18th of March in Rochester with the fabulous F Keys Limited, F-Keys. Tuesday the 25th of March, the Russell Hotel Maidstone. This is all Kent and Victor Chamber networking. And
not the FSB?
No, Kent and Victor Chamber.
What's going on here?
They're arch rivals, you know. Tuesday the 1st of April at the Nucleus Business Centre in Dartford. All of the details are on the Business Bunker website, which is www.kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
And there's also another Kent Invicta tonight, because I'm also a member of Kent Invicta. Louisa has got the lovely Jan Murray talking about how to do things with press,
right,
and not having to pay as much for press. So that's going to be a fantastic meeting tonight.
I think we've got an email about that somewhere.
Probably in my pile.
It might be in your pile.
Probably jumped ahead.
No, but that's cool. That's fine. That's cool. But I think I do remember seeing an email from the Chamber about those
now,
events.
Now, Paul, I need your best train impersonation.
Train?
You know, Casey Jones one.
Right. Ooh. Yep.
Not very good. Try again.
No, that was Ivor the Engine.
Try again.
Ivor the Engine.
It's very small and tooty, isn't it?
Have you never watched Ivor the Engine?
No.
He is very small and tooty.
Thomas Tank Engine was my era.
No, it wasn't. You big fibber. That was Shay's era, not your era.
Was it Ringo Starr that used to be Thomas?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was your era then?
The same as yours. Either the tank, either the engine. Either the engine. Just read them, because we're going to run out of time otherwise.
Get on the fast track to the War and Peace Revival. These were our lovely guests last week.
Yeah. And it's Georgina Martin, who was on last week from War and Peace Revival, took her tank driving test this week
took
and passed.
Took her tank top off.
Tank driving test. She took a military tank driving test and passed first time.
I say.
I know.
I'd like to see that. The War and Peace Revival is the world's largest military vehicle event, and it's delighted to announce that the high-speed train will once again be stopping at Western Hangar train station solely for the weekend of this special event. RAF Western Hangar Folkestone Racecourse, Kent, is the location for this War and Peace Revival, which is magnificent, and it's on the 16th to the 20th of July. Put this in your diaries. Rob, go vicinity, take your little kiddie along, he'll love this. Access directly off J11 of the M20 and the Western Hangar mainline rail station. And we've got all the details on the Business Bunker website, but if you wanted to look, it's www.thewarandpeacerevival.co.uk and order your tickets there. And it's also the world's largest and best vintage and military festival.
Cool.
Excellent.
We've had a tweet from Karen Wilkins of Avocet Recruitment.
Hello.
And she says, first chance in aeons to listen into the Business Bunker today. And I'm listening in with Mr. Wilkes 64. That's his Twitter handle, and not his age. and I'm looking, although he looks 64. Sorry, Keith. And I'm looking forward to hearing your dulcet tones again, Mr. Vanilla Webb. So thank you for that, Karen, and the lovely folks at Avocet Recruiting over there in Webway. Thank you for listening in, and thank you for joining us. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage.
We're going to have a bit of tunage.
Who've you got?
A bit of Annie Lennox. Ooh, and then we're going to speak to our second guest. Why have we got Annie Lennox? Because she's going to tell us.
Why? Why play?
Yeah, why? Y.
Y fade.
Annie Lennox.
I love Annie Lennox.
Isn't it? Yeah. Anyway.
Loving
Need
your jingle.
Need temporary employment? Call Temp Network on 01892 531 777.
Let's work it to the bone, bone, bone. Come on, work.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Fabulous. Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show. Me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome our surprise guest to today's show.
She just stayed over.
She just stayed over, yeah. She enjoyed it so much, she decided to stay for the day.
Isn't that an Air Canada ad where the flight was so good they didn't want to get off?
Yeah,
something.
Exactly, yeah. And that's happened to us. And it's an absolute pleasure to welcome Petra Snazel to the Business Bunker Show. Petra runs Bearstive Foods. And I tell you what, why don't you tell us a little bit about you and a little bit about Bearstive Foods, but don't mention you're from the Czech Republic.
All right, then.
Because if you do, she'll start with the Czech accents, and we just don't want that.
She makes us a fabulous, she brought in, listeners, some lovely cauliflower fritters, which are
cauliflower,
just,
thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, just like barges. They're like onion barges or cauliflower barges. With a beautiful dip, which she says...
They smell fabulous. What's the dip?
It's actually cauliflower fritters, which is pretty much the only or one of two vegetarian dishes you can get when you go to Czech Republic and you say you're vegetarian and everyone's like, well, what do you eat? So what can I order?
So they're not heavy into vegetarianism?
No, we're trying, but we're heavy meat eaters in Czech.
Right.
So one of the dishes you can order as vegetarian dishes is usually the fried cauliflower, as
right.
we call it, or the other thing would be fried cheese. Fried cheese, which
wow.
would be like fried, battered sort of Emmental cheese.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And fried with
Actually,
chips.
That sounds quite nice, actually.
My husband actually really likes it.
Mm.
Yeah, he's English and he really likes it.
And they're the two vegetarian choices.
I think I'm just joking. I think it's probably years ago they really were the only two
right.
dishes that we would serve as vegetarians, vegetarian dishes in restaurants, but now I think people
sure.
are sort of getting the
Are you a vegetarian?
No, I'm not vegetarian myself, and I probably would have been vegetarian if I didn't meet my husband, when my husband's such a carnivore that I don't think that I'll be vegetarian.
It wouldn't be allowed.
No.
So tell us a little bit about your background, what brought you to the UK in the first place, and then when you started your business, and tell us a bit about
your
business.
And importing this amazing gluten-free flour.
Yeah.
I came to the UK first time in summer 2000.
Right,
and
okay.
I was actually working at a farm.
Right.
Because at the time, I wanted to go to the UK pretty much to work for the summer as a student, earn some money and go travelling.
Mm.
And one of the options that were advertised at the university were like, oh, go to England to work at the farm. So I went to England. I worked in a very small place near Welsh border in Herefordshire, Staunton-on-Wye, really small place.
Right, okay, yeah.
At the farm with another 30 students from Eastern Europe.
Hmm.
And we were, picking strawberries, and I was planting strawberries, spraying strawberries, eating strawberries, dreaming strawberries.
Yeah. And I guess you've never touched a strawberry since.
You know, I actually, for about a year, I wouldn't eat strawberries, but then I worked another summer in Kent on a strawberry farm.
Right.
And I really enjoyed it, but it is very hard work.
Yeah,
I must say, it is very hard work.
And do they count how many you eat?
No one's looking.
Yeah.
No, you have to pick more than you eat.
Yeah. I have to say, when I was a kid, I used to do fruit picking and stuff like that to earn extra money. And you can only eat so much, and you just get sick of the sight of it, because you're picking them, eating them, throwing them away, throwing them at each other, all kinds of nonsense, and you just get fed up with it.
Yeah.
So that brought you to the UK in the first place.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. And I thought, you know, one summer, then I'll be gone, because UK wasn't really on the top of my list. Because I studied other languages and I really like Scandinavia. So I was more sort of, if I would have stayed anywhere, then I would really love to stay like in Finland or other Scandinavian countries.
All right.
But I met my husband, and
What's your husband's name?
John Snazel. And the rest, as they say, is a history. So...
Right.
in 2003 we got married and I moved over here permanently and yeah.
Fabulous. So you started Bursted Foods, and tell us what the inspiration for that was, and then tell us a little bit about Bursted Foods. And as Jules intimated, you do import gluten-free flour.
Yes,
moment,
I do, yeah. The inspiration pretty much was that I really like baking, and I was sort of toying with the idea to go into a baking business. And since I had my children, I was really sort of looking more into making the baking more healthier, you know, less sugar, more protein, other grains than just wheat, and sort of adding vegetables. Or we bake a lot with various types of fruit. We do loads of sort of crumble type cakes in Czech, and I would say it's, yeah, we put lot more fruit into baking than over here.
The Czech Republic?
In the Czech Republic.
Now, that's strange, because I was thinking it would be more, actually less well-fed. Like, you'd have lots of porky sort of stuff and fries.
What are you talking about? Pork cakes. Yeah, but it's pork and chocolate souffles.
But isn't that where I went...
Sausage and currants.
Isn't that where I went when we had the... I was tweeting you, Paul, and we had the chocolate chili... things there.
No, you were in Hungary.
Hungary. Oh God, you've got a, he's got a memory like an elephant. Remember what I was doing, and I can't remember.
She was eating chocolate chili.
Souf, it was.
No. It was
dumplings.
No, it wasn't. The same as I have in Austria, strudel. It was chili strudel. See, I remembered.
Yeah,
it was you that ate it.
I know.
And you were in Hungary.
I mean.
Yeah.
He keeps notes.
Well, mind thinking you're in Hungary.
So, actually, in the Czech Republic, you're saying the diet is probably better.
I wouldn't say better. Normal meals, we really eat loads of meat and we don't really add that many vegetables. Traditionally, I must say now when I cook some traditional dishes, let's say like a roast beef with cream sauce, that would go with dumplings, and there wouldn't be any vegetables.
Right. So that would be like a stroganoff-y type thing.
Yeah. And I really can't bear it anymore. I really have to add a little bit of broccoli or something. I'm just sort of, right. I don't know.
You've been anglified.
Yeah. I just burst the veggies. I have to have my veggies.
So I want to bring you back to this cake business. And putting stuff in cakes that is not pork.
No.
Have you not had a pork gâteau?
No, I haven't, surprisingly.
No, I really have got sweet tooth, and I love cakes and everything, and I was doing desserts to bring to dinner parties to see my friends, and they were like, oh, Petra, you should sell them and this. So I was toying at the one point with the idea that I should go into a cake-making business and stuff. But on the other hand, then my children came, and I was more into the nutrition side of things, looking what's good for them to eat and not. And that's how that's how I came across to this flour that you mentioned that I started importing.
The name of the flour?
The name of the brand is Hrashka.
Hrashka.
It's gluten-free pea flour made with other gluten-free grains as well.
And that's imported from the Czech Republic?
That's imported from the Czech Republic.
And Petra's the only person in the UK that you can get it from,
yes,
am I right?
Yes, I am, yeah. That's correct.
That's fabulous.
So I started basically buying this at home, bringing it over, cooking with it, and I really sort of every time I ran out, I got really annoyed, you know, this is like, you know, ridiculous, I can't get it here, and I really sort of thought it was good to use.
Sorry to interrupt you, but was there a need for gluten-free? So is you or someone in your family gluten intolerant, or you just wanted healthier?
Not really, no. For me, it was more like you adding extra vegetable, you know, because it's pea flour, you're ultimately adding extra five a day.
One of your five a day, yeah, yeah.
You've got six a day now, or seven a day.
You can have cakes with five a day,
exactly,
yeah.
And is it also high fibre?
I get it.
It's high fibre. Okay. But the benefit is that it's gluten-free. So I got really sort of fed up with bringing it over and asking my mum to bring it over and anyone who came to see me, can you bring this over? And I thought, well, if I like it, then surely there'll be other people who will like it. And then I started researching the market and the gluten-free market that's expanding. And I thought, well, I think this would be worthwhile because it's a health food product. There's loads of people, you know, the allergies are coming out, that people are having loads of allergies and various problems.
Sure.
And people just started paying attention to what they eat, I think, more. Okay. And I thought, well...
Paul pays attention to what I eat.
I make notes. I make copious notes about what Jules eats for use on food future programmes, yeah.
But Petra, do you think... have you researched about the amount of allergies and how it's increasing? Or is it just for your own family that you did this?
At the moment, well, I obviously did my research, but I did... I'm fully aware that it's increasing and things are changing. Obviously, it might be intense. 10 years down the line, it might be something else, but I strongly believe in the pea flour.
Sure.
It tastes nice. It's got its health benefits. It's a lovely product. Really beneficial.
So you import that to the UK. Is that purely for your own use, or do you actually sell it?
No, I do sell it.
You do sell it.
You can get it online. You
That's
can
www.glutenfreemarket.co.uk.
And for next 6 months, really, for me, is to create very much the awareness of the flour and of its benefits and convince people that it's good and
absolutely.
To give it a go.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right as well when you said that it's something that more and more people are interested in. I mean, I know through Jules because she's gluten intolerant. It's about the only thing she can't eat. And even then, she still has a go now and again and then feels rough afterwards and then can't work out why. But... it is a growing market, and some good friends of this show, Taywell Ice Cream, also Alistair that owns Taywell Ice Cream, his whatever it is, a celiac or whatever it's called, which is
celiac.
So he produces gluten-free ice cream and a range of really fabulous ice creams. So you're absolutely right. I think you've identified a market there, which is growing and very important. So that's cool. So
you must meet Alistair, actually, because he's made one of the first, I think it's the first in the world, no added sugar ice cream, which tastes divine.
Yes,
great for
fabulous.
Kids if you don't want to give too much
very,
sugar.
Very, very low calorie.
Very nice.
But tasty.
But very tasty. Absolutely. Petra, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Punk Show. Give us another
thank
shout
you.
For your website where people can find out where they can obtain their pea flour.
It's www.glutenfreemarket.co.uk.
Fabulous. We will put a link to your website on the Business Bunker website so that people can follow up with that. We've got
you.
5 or 10 minutes until the end of the programme, so do still stay with us. But for the moment, thank you so much for that. It's an absolute pleasure to meet you.
Thank you for having me here.
Absolute pleasure. And we wish you much power to your developing and growing business.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Brilliant.
I'm sure we can persuade Petra to start making cakes.
I'm sure you can, yeah. I'm looking forward to a pork and banana split. we've had a tweet from another new listener who are Innovo IT Consult on the Twitter. Innovo, INNOVO, IT Consult, all one word, on the Twitter. It says, hi, Paul. I run an IT consultancy currently, and we're currently running a 30-day free trial of IT support to small and medium-sized businesses, and we would love a shout-out on the Business Bunker. Consider yourself shouted out. If you'd like to find out more about their 30-day free support trial, you can find out by following them on the Twitter at Innovo IT Consult. That's INNOVO IT CONSULT. I've got an email here that I'd like to tell you about, which is when art and technology collide. Join us at 7:30 p.m. on March the 12th, that would be tomorrow, for something a little bit different. This month's Digiberry focuses on Project Conway, developed by Decent Online, TinkerSock, and the University of Kent School of Computer Science. The project is an innovative interactive computer game and art installation. After the main presentations about the project, we'll be holding a panel discussion with audience participation to explore the collision of art, technology and all things digital. The panel will be made up of organisations including Canterbury Arts Festival and Workers of Art. The University of Kent students Michael Wilson, Richard Lancaster, Jeff Dodds and Nicholas Schultz created the software for Project Conway. They integrated it with hardware, a large LED display, to show the game of life simulation of popular growth and decay built by Daniel Knox of TinkerSock. So there's loads of stuff to look at there. And this event is taking place at the Gulbenkian Theatre, which is on the campus of the University of Kent at Canterbury. And it's happening tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. So do get along to that.
The lovely Rob, Robert Go Vicinity and Mike there have sent us this Roger. Roger. OK, Roger. She's probably
it's
designed.
A cartoon.
He's probably designed it. I don't know. Very amusing.
Union 23 co-working launches with a breakfast event. Union 23 is the newest community workspace co-working hub in Maidstone. The lovely Anwen, who I actually met last night as well. I do know Anwen already, but I met her for the first time for ages last night again. And from 8 until 9 a.m. on Thursday, the 13th of March, that's this Thursday, at Union 23, co-founders Anwen Cooper and Johnny Johnson will welcome specially invited guests to tour the facilities and find out more about their exciting new vision for developing a co-working community in the heart of Maidstone. Councillors and executives from Maidstone Borough Council, Kent County Council, local businesses and other organisations will be in attendance. Union 23 is a new co-working space in Maidstone Town Centre, encouraging sole traders and small start-up businesses to collaborate and grow together. Union 23 offers pay-as-you-go monthly membership from £30, which includes flexible affording hot desking and shared office space, discounted meeting room hire, an inspiring programme of stimulating events and a network to support local business growth. Union 23 is developing a dynamic new co-working community dedicated to business growth in Kent County Town. And you can find out much more about it by going to their website, which is www.union23.com, union23.com, or you can follow them on the Twitter at Union23Cowork.
The Amalix Group today announced Russell Sauntry would be joining the main group board as the company embarks on ambitious growth and restructure programme. And Russell is currently the Chief Executive Officer of Amalix Education Resources and will continue in this role as well as taking on additional responsibilities across the group. So well done there. Russell now lives with his wife, Kerry, and two children, Poppy and Scarlett, in Hawkinge. And he said, Amalix is a really exciting place to be right now. The company is seeing huge spikes in growth in every area of the business, and I'm delighted to be part of it. Amazing products in the pipeline to be released over 2014. We should get them on, Paul Andrews, because you know they're in Whitstable.
I do indeed. I know Louis Hurst quite well.
I'm going to put that in my handbag so I can write about them in the Whitstable Business column.
Fabulous. I've had a tweet from the lovely Andrea Starbuck, who runs 10 to 2 Kent, which is a recruitment, a specialist talent agency, really, for matching very talented people that are looking to work locally. So most of them have come out of the city or, you know, big corporates and are now looking to work locally on a part-time basis. And so Andrea and her colleague Kirsty do that. Andrea is also involved in the Seven Oaks Chamber of Commerce, and I'm doing a speech for them, would you believe?
Do you ever stop?
Yeah, but it's on the 20th of March, and I'm doing a talk, would you believe, on the budget. The budget speech for some reason.
Are you?
Yeah, anyway.
You sure that's not the budgie?
The budgie, yeah. Anyway, Andrea says she's finally downloaded the TuneIn app.
So she can
listen to the show, and she is in fact listening on her iPad.
Hello, what's the name of their company?
10 to 2, and it, on the Twitter and the website, as it happens, it's 10, T-E-N, the number 2, and then the word 2, so 10, 2, T-W-O, Kent, A.
Trips off the tongue nicely.
It does, but you can find them quite easily, and they got a lovely little 2 logo.
Now, Kent's leading digital marketing conference is on the 26th of March, listener. It's at 9:15 to 5 o'clock at the Orchards in East Malling, Junction M20, Junction 4. And they say it's a great opportunity for you to find out how to be different and how to stand out with your digital marketing. If you're not making full use of digital marketing, then you could really be missing out on some great business opportunities. You'll hear from a total of 13 speakers throughout the day from Kent and around UK at the third Digital in Kent conference on the 26th of March. The keynote speakers are Thomas Power, Tamsin Fox-Davies, who's been on our show.
She has indeed.
Tanya Duarte, Marsha Porter and David Cushman. And everything you need to know about the conference is on www.digitalinkent.co.uk. It's £47 if you book now, which includes full refreshments, lunch and a conference guide. You can go to digitalinkent.co.uk, or we'll put it on the Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
We will indeed. We've got 45 more tweets just come in, so we're not going to get round to all of those, I'm afraid. But I want to read a couple. Keith Wilkins, Mr. Wilk 64, said, "Thank you, Paul, for making reference to my age. I am not 64. No, I know, Keith. Sorry, mate.
Aww.
He said, "Sometimes I feel 64, but for the record, I'm young at heart." He is indeed, and that's Keith Wilkins from Avocet Recruiting. Adrian of AK Pet Services said he thoroughly enjoyed listening to Sarah and Petra on the show, but not you, Jules.
Oh. I'm just...
I made that bit up, sorry.
How rotten. I'm just actually fantasising about Sarah Paul's chocolate fountain, because she's put it on the Twitter. I'm wondering if you could just lie under it.
Is there pork in that?
No, there's no pork. Honestly.
Good. You can do another email then.
Thank you. 27th of March, a date for your diary, and it's the second Kent Women in Business Awards. I'm a nominee, you know. The event kicks off at 18:30 with a welcome glass of fizz and the chance to mingle with other guests. There's a fun element to the evening too. That's because Paul Andrews will be there.
Where am I?
The Kent Women in Business Awards.
Oh,
you're a judge.
Oh, am I? Yeah.
You're the fun element, though, apparently. I made that up. A video diary room for you to give your business a cheeky plug or show your true colours as a wannabe actor. The evening is a celebration of success where you'll meet people from all over this vibrant county. You can get tickets. If you'd like a table of 10 or would prefer to pay on invoice, then please email kwibawards.co.uk. That's a brilliant one. It's a black tie gala dinner at the Great Danes Hotel in Hollingbourne. And as I said, 6:30, the doors open.
Come on, make your mind up. What
have
time
you got
are the doors
black
open?
Tie?
I haven't got anything else. I'm just going to wear the tie.
Very nice. I haven't got a black tie. I have to get one. Also, now who's this from? Katie Hodson, and she says she'd like to invite us to her next event, which is the KAYE Speed Networking, and it's for their 10th anniversary celebrations. The venue is at Fruitworks in Stour Street. It's on Wednesday of this week, the 12th of March, 5:30 for a 6 p.m. start, and it's free. So that's katie.hodson@wilkinskennedy.com. And numbers are limited, so you need to let them know.
Fabulous. Right, I've got loads more tweets. We've got Breakfast Friends again. Breakfast Friends. Blimey, they're a busy lot. They're almost as busy as the FSB.
Yeah.
Breakfast Friends and Muesli Mafia have combined, presumably for a full breakfast.
With Muesli.
Yeah. Hosting sportingmorning.co.uk. Sportingmorning.co.uk. There's a speaker and 9 holes of golf, and it's taking place, I think, on the 3rd of April at Hever Castle Golf Course.
Hever. Should be a tug of war there.
Yeah. Very funny.
Are you going to that? Nine holes of golf?
I don't even know where I am on the 3rd.
Don't know where you are most of the time.
That is very true, yeah. Lee Ancorians, Lee from the Ancorians Football Club, who are the community football club over there in Medway, says, "Great show today, Vanilla Webinar. Come and see Ancorians Football Club at Hempstead Valley Shopping Centre this Thursday or Friday evening and all day Saturday. The Ancorians Football Club run over 20 teams for young people and adults, boys and girls, and they also run special needs teams and... a whole range of football teams. They are the main community football club from Kent County Football Association. They are a fantastic club, and they are still looking for a corporate sponsor for their mascot, Sammy the Starfish, and they are also looking for people to help out with sponsoring other of their teams and team kits. So do go along and meet Lee and the team from Ancorians Football Club at the Hampstead Valley Shopping Centre this Thursday or Friday evening, or any time on Saturday.
He is, of course, in his other life, that Sammy the Starfish, a marigold glove, apparently.
He is, absolutely, yeah.
I always think you're being posh when you say Hempstead.
Hempstead Valley. Stephen Jenner of GDDS has tweeted in saying he really enjoyed listening to Sarah Poole.
Didn't we all?
On the radio.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that one of your fabulous fans, Sarah? Oh, no, a new fan.
New fan.
A newfangled fan.
Finalist in the Gatwick Diamond Business Awards, the Loch Associates Employment Lawyers.
Loch. Pam has been on the Business Bunker show two or three times.
Yes,
actually.
I think she said Loch. Yeah. Have been nominated as finalists in the Gatwick Diamond Business Awards. So well done, Pam. And the ceremony will be held on the 20th of March at Effingham Park Hotel, hosted by comedian Tim Vine. And they've been made the finals for Professional Services Firm of the Year. And Pam Locke says, she's the MD, says the whole team is delighted to have been recognised for their hard work and commitment in the region. So best of luck to you all. Well done. That's 2014.
Cool. That's it. That's all we've got time for, I'm afraid. We're out of time. We've got 40 more tweets to read and at least 20 more emails, and we'll have to come to them next week.
We're sorry
we've run out of time. It just leaves me to say a massive, massive thank you to our two fabulous studio guests, Sarah Poole of Sarah Poole Event Management and Petra Snazel of Bursted Foods. Thank you so much for being with us today. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show.
And our sponsor,
the Ruby Marketers. Yes. Thank you to them and to the stonkingly lovely Jill Serkin for joining us. Coming up on Channel Radio after this programme at 3 o'clock, we have Kevin Cam with Extra Milk. The ladies' favourite, Mr. Craig Avery, at 5 o'clock. And then at 9 o'clock, for 2 hours, rounding off the evening, Mr. Jamie Andrews with New Potatoes, the show for unsigned, new and up-and-coming music.
So fabulous show.
So do stay tuned to channelradio.co.uk. But for the meantime, you've been listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Jill Serkin on the Business Bunker Show. We will be back with you next week.
Bye-bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.